with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. The White House is convening a task force to investigate the Indian Health Service after an investigation by the Wall Street Journal and PBS's Frontline found the agency failed to stop a pediatrician from sexually abusing Native American boys for decades.
One of the underlying themes of this health agency, which is one of the largest public health agencies in the country, is that it has for years provided substandard care for Native Americans, in some cases dangerously substandard care.
We'll have more details on the latest developments since the investigation with the Wall Street Journal's Dan Frosch. First, here are some other top stories we're following. Attorney General William Barr is telling lawmakers it will take weeks, not months, to wrap up a review of Robert Mueller's report and make a version available to Congress and the public, according to the Wall Street Journal. Reporter Sadie Gurman explains the process.
Barr and Mueller's team and the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein are working sort of together to scan the entire report for sensitive information, including information that's been presented to a grand jury, which by law is forbidden for public view. So they have to identify all of the grand jury information. There's some other concerns legally about what they are able to release. And they also don't want to release information that is pertinent to ongoing investigations.
Barr released a four-page summary of the report on Sunday. According to his summary, Mueller found that President Trump and his campaign did not conspire or coordinate with Russia to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. A Senate subcommittee on aviation is set to hear from the acting head of the Federal Aviation Administration and others on Wednesday as investigations continue into Boeing's 737 MAX. The hearing comes after two fatal crashes involving the aircraft, one in Indonesia in October and another in Ethiopia earlier this month. Lawmakers are looking into the safety certification process for the 737 MAX, among other issues. The Federal Trade Commission is ordering seven broadband providers, including Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T, to provide details on their data collection policies. Federal regulators also want details on whether the providers allow customers to block the use of their personal information. The FTC says it's the first step of a broader investigation. Despite steep losses at the end of the year, Wall Street profits were up in 2018, according to a report from the New York State Comptroller. The report found securities industry profits were up 11% last year as compared with 2017. Plus, the industry added 4,700 workers, increasing the total number of employees to 181,300. That's the industry's highest level in decades. But average bonuses declined by almost 17% to an average of $153,700. Still to come, the White House is creating a task force to investigate the Indian Health Service. The White House is assembling a task force to investigate the Indian Health Service following an investigation by the Wall Street Journal and the PBS series Frontline. That investigation found IHS failed to stop a doctor who worked for the Federal Health Agency from abusing Native American boys for years. Joining me now via Skype is Wall Street Journal reporter Dan Frosch. Dan, let's talk about this case, which revolves around Dr. Stanley Patrick Weber. He was sentenced in January to more than 18 years in prison for sexually abusing two boys while he worked on the Blackfeet Reservation in Montana. And you found during the course of your investigation that despite allegations of abuse that were made to various officials, Weber was allowed to work in different hospitals on other Indian reservations for more than two decades.
That's correct. My colleague Chris Weaver and I, in working on this story, found that even though it was known that Dr. Weber had allegedly abused boys on the Blackfeet Reservation and had certainly had inappropriate relationships with numerous boys on that reservation, he was ultimately transferred to another Indian reservation, this one in South Dakota, where he continued his abuse for two decades. And this period of time, this two-decade period that he spent on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, was filled with more allegations by people who were uncomfortable with his relationships with his young male patients, and sometimes outright allegations of abuse.
Dan, subsequent to this investigation, the Health and Human Services Department announced its own investigation into the Indian Health Service, and we've now learned that the White House is assembling a task force as well to investigate. What can you tell us about who will be on this panel and some of the issues they'll be focusing on?
Well, it's interesting. We've seen sort of a multi-pronged approach to what has happened with Dr. Weber. We have an investigation unfolding in Congress. We have the Health and Human Services Department, as you mentioned, using their own inspector general to investigate as well. You have the IHS doing an investigation, and now we have a White House task force. You know, the White House has said that they are staffing this task force with people who are familiar with Indian country. It's being co-chaired by Trent Shores, who is a U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Oklahoma and is himself a citizen of the Choctaw Nation. There are others on the task force who either work for the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the Indian Health Service, and the FBI, people who have worked in Indian country, hopefully will understand sort of the sensitivity and the concerns that come with working with tribes and tribal members. And this task force, as it has been posited by the White House, has a sort of very specific mission, and that is to figure out what policies and procedures need to be changed so the abuse that we saw in the Weber case never happens again.
Dan, is the fear here that there could be other Dr. Webers in the system? Did any officials express to you that they are concerned about that?
I think that's certainly an underlying fear. In our reporting, we found other problem doctors, nobody with the horrific track record of Dr. Weber, per se, but the IHS certainly has an unfortunate reputation for hiring doctors and medical staff who had run afoul of the law in some cases prior to being hired, or had problems with their medical licenses. So there are other cases of doctors who have had problems, sometimes criminal problems, working for the IHS. And of course, that is indeed a concern, whether there are other potentially sexually abusive doctors out there who had been operating in the shadows and had been allowed to continue treating patients.
And Dan, your investigation also uncovered some other issues within the IHS system. Can you tell us about those?
My colleague Chris and I have been working on covering the Indian Health Service for several years now. And one of the underlying themes of this health agency, which is, you know, one of the largest public health agencies in the country, is that it has for years provided substandard care for Native Americans, in some cases dangerously substandard care. So you have this context, this environment in which hospitals have been cited, Indian hospitals have been cited for poor care. You've had patients who've unfortunately have died as a result of some of the poor care that they've experienced. And so that's the environment out of which Dr. Weber operated. You know, oftentimes these are reservations which are far flung away from urban areas and are not particularly desirable places for people who've just graduated from medical school to go. And so there has been a tolerance for troubled doctors like Dr. Weber, because the Indian Health Service really struggled to staff some of these hospitals. And so that's really kind of the backdrop out of which this sort of horrific decades-long case of sexual abuse has emerged. And you know, once you cover the Indian Health Service and you speak to people who've worked there and you speak to patients, you can see why something like this went on for so long, because you know, sometimes these hospitals were so concerned with staffing their facilities and were really sort of thrilled anytime somebody wanted to work there that they were willing to look the other way when a doctor who was working at an Indian hospital turned out to be, in this case, a criminal.
Weber is also appealing his conviction.
That's right. He's appealing his conviction, and he's also set to go to trial in South Dakota in September, where he's pleaded not guilty on charges that he sexually abused boys on the Pine Ridge Reservation as well. And so that case is expected to go to trial, even though he was convicted in Montana, and he is appealing his conviction there. He has, at least so far, decided not to take a plea in the South Dakota case.
Wall Street Journal reporter Dan Frosch joining me via Skype with the latest on an investigation into the Indian Health Service. Dan, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
And for more on the Wall Street Journal's investigation with Frontline, including the full documentary, head to our website, WSJ.com. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne Marie Fertoli in New York.